You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 1994. The DX Audio Service is produced in the studios of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. And now from Studio DX2U2. I can't even say it. All right. And now from Studio DX2U2, here's Fred Vobey.
Sounds like we're going to have a real good time on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Thank you very much, Brenda. And welcome to the June edition of the DX Audio Service from the National Radio Club. We've got a lot of information to cover on this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'd like to start it off with a thank you to those of you who submitted information for our little post office thing that we're doing as far as tracking how long tapes get from hither to yon. I think yon's up in North Dakota. Hither, I think, is in the state of Massachusetts or someplace, but we were able to find out a lot of interesting information on how fast the mail moves from Lima to those of you in the DX Audio Service. And in fact, we even found out that some mail does not move at all. Some people came up with missing tapes. But we'd like to thank those of you who did submit your information. And we'll be sending you a National Radio Club letter opener for your very own from your friends at the Publication Center. Speaking of publications, Dr. Bruce Elving at Post Office Box 336 in Esko, Minnesota, 55733-0336, has published a new catalog featuring SCA subcarrier adapters and radios modified with SCAs. Now, he also offers the GE Super Radio 3 unmodified for $54 postpaid. Computerized listings of FM stations per state, province, and even Mexico, and one-of-a-kind bargains. Send him a self-addressed number 10 envelope and tell him that you heard about it on the DX Audio Service when you request a catalog. And I understand that Bruce also has a catalog on cassette, so what you might want to do is send him a cassette with a mailer with postage attached so that it doesn't cost Bruce anything to send the tape back to you, since he's doing it as a favor to you. And you'll be able to find out about some of the neat stuff that Dr. Bruce Elving has. And believe me, I've got some information from him, and it's very good. In fact, I modified a Sony receiver, which I have here in the studio, and it works very, very well. On our DXchange circuit, Bill Swiger, S-W-I-G-E-R, at Route 1, Box 142A in Bridgeport, West Virginia, 26330, and his telephone number is 304-842-4635. Needs a Barker & Williams number 370 SSB receiver adapter and or a manual. Bill also needs a new basement too, I understand too. We'd like to also make mention that those of you that are on computer networks, you can reach either myself or the editor of DX News via internet. If you'd like to get a hold of Paul Swearingen, who is the editor of the DX News magazine, the magazine of the National Radio Club, his address is plsbcbdxer@aol.com. Now, if you'd like to get a hold of us here at the DX Audio Service, our address is a little bit longer because it has to go through internet and then into FidoNet land. So here's my address if you'd like to write to me via internet. It's fred.vobe@f16.n234.z1.fidonet.org. Told you it was a little complicated, huh? Our good buddy, Mr. Ken Chatterton, up at the Publication Center in Mansfield, New York, would like to remind everyone that we still have issues of After Dark number 4, which is for the sultry sum of $9.50. Postpaid from the Publication Center. It's got a lot of interesting things in it, including a interview that I did with Wolfman Jack, also Leonard Kahn, talking about PowerSide and the AM stereo systems, amongst other things. We also have some air checks in there and a whole lot of otherness. So you don't want to miss After Dark number 4, available from the Publication Center. And yes, we are working on After Dark number 5 as we speak to put out some interesting information. And in fact, we're going to be doing a little bit more interview interviews and a lot more talking on this than we are air checks. And I think everyone's going to like that. We also have an interesting product out at the DX Audio Service, which I thought that everyone would enjoy. A while back, one of our members had a very close call with a car that just about struck him, and it got me to thinking about something which might benefit the Audio Service members. And what we came up with is a DX Audio Service ball cap. Now, what this is a baseball-type cap. Actually, it's a golf cap. It's a little bit nicer than the normal caps that you find on the circuit. And on the front of it, it has, in bold letters, DX Audio Service and a picture of John Bowker's microphone, which is an RCA DX77. And what's unique about this is we took several neon colors and looked at them from a distance. In other words, we had Ken Chatterton and a couple of people go out to a distance of, say, 500 to 1,000 feet with these ball caps, and we tried to see exactly which color was the most noticeable. What we came up with is neon yellow, and believe me, you can see this in traffic if you're standing there. These caps are made of cloth, and they have the black DX Audio Service right on the front of them. They are $12.50 from the National Radio Club Publication Center postpaid. So contact Crazy Ken up at the Publication Center at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661, U.S. of A. And that music in the background means that Jerry Starr is about to do an AM switch. If you have some information you'd like to contribute to the National Radio Club and the DX Audio Service, just drop it on a card or a letter and send it to Jerry Starr, S-T-A-R-R, at WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512-1320. Now here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We have two editions of the Switch to bring you this month, and we start with reference number 338 and call letter changes. On 580, KJBX Lubbock, Texas becomes KRFE. On 830, KIKI Honolulu, Hawaii becomes KHVH, part of a call letter swap. On 900, WBGG Saratoga Springs, New York changes to WCKM. Here's the other half of that Hawaiian swap. 990, KHVH in Honolulu becomes KIKI. 1210, you probably already have noticed this, WOGL in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania changed calls again, this time to WGMP. On 1260, WCEO Birmingham, Alabama becomes WDJC. 1350, WXCL Peoria, Illinois changing to WOAM. 1390, WTMS Presque Isle, Maine becomes WEGP. On 1440, KDNT Denton, Texas changes to KICI. And on 1530, WWGZ in Lapeer, Michigan becomes WLSP. One grant of interest on 860 WHRT Hartselle, Alabama has been granted a move to 890 kilohertz, where they will be 5,000 watts, daytime only, non-directional. That's D1. Scanning down through otherness on 590 WCSP Crystal Springs, Mississippi, this station license has been canceled and the call is deleted. On 640 WISZ Zeeland, Michigan, this long silent station is expected to return in middle of 1994 with a kids format. We'd appreciate it if someone in that area can let us know if and when that actually takes place. 980 KRXX Richfield, Minnesota, according to a newspaper article, this station was scheduled to go silent in April of 1994. I'd like to know if that's actually happened. On 1110 WTBQ in Warwick, New York, this station is silent. On 1190 WOWO in Fort Wayne is in the middle of kind of a big mystery. Rumors are that the owners of WLIB, the 1190 station in New York City, are buying WOWO with the intention of either taking it off the air altogether or radically reducing their night coverage to allow WLIB to add night service. Now, of course, so far we want to stress this is just a rumor. However, a rumor has been given credence by Fort Wayne's mayor, being quoted in the Journal Gazette as saying that he is very concerned about the sale. WLIB's owner, Inner City Broadcasting, has refused to make any specific comment as of yet. And please remember, once again, that is a rumor only. On 1230, KRMH, Leadville, Colorado, this license has been canceled and the call is deleted. Also on 1230, KKUL in Hardin, Montana, a silent station that has returned to the air. On 1310 KMYX Taft, California, this station is silent but is expected to return soon. On 1340 KFBR Nogales, Arizona, this license is canceled and the call letter is deleted. Also on 1340 WLVC in Fort Kent, Maine, this station is silent. 1390 WKHF in Avon Park, Florida. Local monitoring by our very own John Bowker has determined that indeed this silent station is now back on the air. And at the moment, they're programming in Spanish. And when we get to number 338, we'll also have a call letter change on that for you. On 1450 KCNY Moab, Utah, this license is canceled and the call deleted. And finally, on 1530 KWTR in Georgetown, Texas, this silent station is set to return to the air in June of 1994 with an all-weather format. Now we move on to reference number 338 and a huge stack of call letter changes. On 540 WSTH Columbus, Georgia becomes WDAK as an old call returns. Of course, you may already be familiar with the musical calls in Cincinnati. We'll take them as we come to them in frequency. On 550, WLWA Cincinnati becomes WCKY. On 600, WOKV Jacksonville, Florida becomes WPDQ. That's a call letter swap. On 690, WPDQ Jacksonville becomes WOKV. Those stations, by the way, are simulcasting. 820 WRFA Largo, Florida becomes WYTA. On 900, two changes, KICR Oakdale, Louisiana becomes KREH, and WKDW in Staunton, Virginia becomes WBGT. 910 WDAK Pepperell, Alabama changes to WTLM. 970 KCTR Billings, Montana becomes KDWG. On 1000, WTAK Huntsville, Alabama changes to WDJL. On 1010, KBIS Little Rock, Arkansas becomes KSYG. On 1030, KKSA Folsom, California changing to KIOQ. 1050, WTLM Alexander City, Alabama becomes WRFS. On 1060, WPMX Tupelo, Mississippi becomes WWZD, and on 1070, KRBE Houston, Texas changing to KENR. Two changes on 1230, WFTP Gainesville, Georgia changes back to the call they dropped just about a month ago, WGGG, and also on 1230, KMUZ Gresham, Oregon becomes KKBK. On 1240, WEZK Knoxville, Tennessee changes to WZEZ. 1270, WHYD Columbus, Georgia becomes WTMQ. On 1300, WXKI Jackson, Mississippi, this is half of another call letter swap, they become WOAD. Two changes on 1320, KHSJ in Hemet, California becomes KSDT, and WQIK Jacksonville, Florida changes to WJGR. 1360, WSAI Cincinnati, Ohio becomes WAOZ. 1390, WKHF Avon Park, Florida becomes WAVP. On 1400, here's the other half, WOAD in Jackson, Mississippi changes to WXKI. 1430, WCKN Indianapolis, Indiana becomes WIBJ. 1470, WVBX Georgetown, South Carolina changing to WLMC. And on 1530, WCKY Cincinnati, Ohio, they become WSAI. It's like somebody in Cincinnati took all the calls and put them in a blender. And finally, on 1550, KAPL in Apple Valley, California, changing to KWRN. Lots of interesting things in otherness in 338. On 610, CJAT in Trail, British Columbia, another Canadian station set to move to FM. They'll be on 95.7 and will delete their AM station. And the rumor mill around Philadelphia continues to grind. On 640 WWJZ, Mount Holly, New Jersey, several interesting rumors, and we stress these are just rumors, they're circulating about this silent station, which reportedly is at odds with the owner of their present transmitter site. One is they'll return to the air by diplexing into the four-tower system at WIFI 1460, and the other has them being sold to KYW, the 1060 all-news station, for a simulcast to fill in the deep null that KYW has toward New York City, protecting the 1050 station in New York City. Be interesting to see if any of that turns out to be factual. on 690 WOKV, Jacksonville, Florida. We already covered the call letter swap between 600 and 690. The 690 facility had been silent for quite some time under the call WPDQ. They were bought by WOKV in Jacksonville, the 600 station, and the facilities have now switched calls, but it's neither here nor there because they're both simulcasting the same programming, at least at this time, although there are plans, we understand, to run separate programming eventually. On 880 KUTE, Desert Hot Springs, California, construction permit for a new station has been canceled, and that call letter has been deleted. On 890 WBMA in Dedham, Massachusetts, their powers will go to 25,000 watts day and 5,000 watts night, and the city of license will change to Wellesley, Massachusetts. They'll relocate their transmitter site to do that. Actually, the transmitter site has never been built, but when it is, it will be built in a new location. On 930 CJCA, Edmonton, Alberta, this silent station, which was thought to be deleted, is not, and as a matter of fact, is now officially back on the air. On 1060 KXER, Templeton, California, construction permit for this new station that was never built has been canceled, and that call is deleted. On 1070 WSCP, Sandy Creek, New York, is silent. Also on 1070 KWSA, West Klamath, Oregon, is silent. 1110 WZAM, Norfolk, Virginia. This silent station reported to be back on the air. The station has been silent for many years. On 1150 WCEN, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, this station is silent. Its directional antenna system and studios have been torn down to make way for a shopping center. Their FM station remains on the air, and we understand they expect the AM to return eventually, but only as a non-directional daytime facility. 1190 WMRE, Hughesville, Pennsylvania, this station is silent. 1220 KRGO in Fowler, California, this silent station has been sold, but the sale is contingent on the FCC reinstating their expired CP to move to 1210, so we'll see if the commission feels moved to do that. On 1270 WTMQ, Columbus, Georgia, we already told you about the call letter change. They were silent as WHYD, and they are now back on the air. 1390, same thing, WEGP, Presque Isle, Maine. They were silent as WTMS, and they are once again back on the air. Also on 1390, CHOO in Ajax, Ontario. This station has requested a move to 93.7, and if that happens, another Canadian will leave the AM band. On 1460 KULA in Manawili, Hawaii, a suburb of Honolulu, is silent, and 1570 KUAU, Haiku, Hawaii, is also silent. And finally, on 1580 in Revelstoke, British Columbia, there's a new Canadian service called Weather Radio, which is on the air with continuous weather information. They run 60 watts into the tower that belongs to CKCR, the 1340 station there. And we understand this station has quite good range and can be heard on a portable radio in downtown Edmonton, Alberta, which is quite a distance away. The Atmospheric Environment Service, which runs this station, reports they also have a number of other stations on the air in places like Castlegar, Vernon, Penticton, and, quote, a few around the coast, but no city was given. If they all run in the 60-watt range and are all using good antennas, these may all be quite DXable. So if you hear weather on one of those frequencies, that may be what you're hearing. This is what you're hearing now, us saying bye-bye and John Bowker saying hello. This is Jerry Starr. I'll see you in 1 month. Now, here's John.
Well, okay, Jerry. Hello again, everyone. Here we go again on the road in our rolling tape recording studio we call a motorhome. I know some of you are new to the audio service since our last trip, which was last summer, 1993. Maybe next month when we have a few more minutes, I'll fill you in on some of this, how this radioactive RV really works. But anyway, today we want to wrap up the 1150 dial position on the travelog. And it's kind of important we get started right away so we don't run out of time. Our route across the West today will start in Texas and wind its way to the Pacific Ocean in California and then head north into Canada and then curl back, ending only a few miles in Oklahoma, actually, a few miles from where we start. All these stations are at 1150 on the dial, so what do you say we get started right now on the June 1994 DX Audio Service Travelogue?
From the National Blood Resource Education Program. Texas Gospel, AM 1150, KDLF, Port Neches, Texas.
U.S. USA Radio Network News. This is Doug Douglas.
That's kind of funny, you know, because they're having cart problems. You could hear the speed wander all over the place on their tape recording. And the last station we have for you today in Oklahoma, it's our problem with the tape wandering all over in speed. This next station is also in Texas. It's in College Station, Texas. And this is the station credited with the first live remote broadcast in the history of radio broadcasting. It was a football game right there in College Station, Texas. And I know John Smith was the engineer who set up that telephone line for WTAW. Let's listen in now on that station.
We're your information source for the Brazos Valley. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Tonight. Good evening. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
Well, that wasn't really a football game, but that was Douglas Edwards, and we aren't hearing that much from him these days. I'm glad to have his voice on tape. Fine newscaster that got the CBS 7 o'clock news started. Do you remember back when John Cameron Swayze was the only newscaster on TV? He was on NBC. Douglas Edwards was given the assignment on CBS to compete with John Cameron Swayze. That would be sort of like taking over the newscast of the Fox television network. You know, kind of tough. This next station is still in Texas. We're in Highland Park, Texas now. And we're going to have two IDs. Both of them sound like the same station, but you're going to hear the first one's KVIX and the second one is KVIL. Let's listen now.
KVIX Highland Park. Highland Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Half a minute past 7 o'clock, we have early sunshine after the rain and washes of...
Yeah, that was 1986. This is more recent. Okay, so they went to KVIL AM and FM. How about that? Boy, their audio sure is compressed, isn't it? What do you say we go into Quanta, Texas?
This is KVDL 1150 AM, Quanta, Texas. Son las 5 de la tarde, hermanos, y pues en estos momentos queremos, hermanos, pedir despensas. No hemos recibido el material de nuestra mano.
Okay. And now, let's see, Dale Ham is out in the Midland-Odessa part of Texas here, picking up a busy signal, Dale? That's not very good.
We're here Monday through Saturday mornings.
Watch shop, 725, Monday through Saturdays, here on 1150 AM.
Cold and country music from AM 1150. This is KJBC Midland, Odessa. Weather forecast for today, sunshine 82. Winds northeast 10 to 20. Tonight becoming cloudy.
Oh, boy, they've had some rough weather down that part of the country this year, haven't they?
Es las 7 de la mañana at 7 o'clock. This is KEZB 1150 AM El Paso. Esta es KZB la 1150 en El Paso. Aquí en compañía del cuidadito Johnny García, good morning, esta es Banda Blanca, Sopa de Caracol.
That call is out of date. We're not going near El Paso this year. Hey, look, Albuquerque, right? Why is this station on the Cubs baseball network?
You're listening to Sports Radio, KDEF Albuquerque, KUCU Armijo.
The Chicago Cubs baseball network, I'm Randy Minkoff. We just want to alert our affiliates to two things. First of all, the pregame show is going to run a little bit longer because of the stories that are breaking at Wrigley Field. Also, the tarp is still on the field.
Oh, boy, I know what that means. I used to work at WHWH in Princeton, New Jersey. We carried the Phillies for a number of years before WCAU, rest its soul, picked them up. And when we'd have a game out in the West Coast and it would start to get rained out, you knew it, quarter past two in the morning, I'm going to be here all night. Oh, dear, that was bad. Here's some good advice, though.
To get the best in sports, turn the sound down on your television set and crank up the volume on your radio for exclusive sports on AM 1150 KCKY Coolidge.
Agreement on Central America and a security breach at Heathrow.
Okay. Problem at the airport in London, it sounds like. Gary Owens, Montana. You didn't know that, did you? Yeah, it's at the, remember the Battle of Little Bighorn? That's at Gary Owens, Montana. Gary Owens is a very clever disc jockey. Listen to the way he proceeds here, mixing music and carts in his own voice.
A mystery celebrity here on the Gary Owens Show this morning. Come in, please.
I'm Johnny Desmond, and I love the music they're playing. Hey. If the music you're hearing has special meaning for you, why don't you call your friends and let them know that they're playing our kind of music here on the Music of Your Life.
Well, thank you, Johnny, for being a part of it. Oh, I just played the Yellow Rose of Texas by Johnny, and here he is in person.
Gary was a staff announcer on one of the networks for many years. Here he is, a disc jockey in California. Not bad.
As you rifle your Rolodex, getting set for this day at business, I always know when my show is over, we have one more hour to go, I keep a cork in each ear. And when the corks pop out, I know it's time to go. This is KPRZ Los Angeles, AM 1150, and time for the 9 o'clock edition of the news. Here's Ron Foster, Ron.
Okay. That call letter was updated.
Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. I'm Steve Lehman. You're on the all-new KIIS Los Angeles.
I'd say the format was updated a bit, too. What do you say we move up the coast a little to Santa Rosa?
I'm Diane Kepley on the Satellite News Network.
Right now at 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, it's 52 degrees in Santa Rosa at KPLS.
Okay, here's a more recent cut from Santa Rosa at 11:50 on your dial.
From Santa Rosa, you're listening to KRVE, 11:50 a.m. stereo.
Desde Santa Rosa, esta es KRVE, 11:50 a.m.
Another format change to reflect a changing demographic, I would say. Let's go into the southwest corner of Oregon.
Good afternoon, KAGO. News Talk 1150, Klamath Falls. It's 3 o'clock.
CBS News, this is David Jackson. Los Angeles trucker Reginald Denny calls for leniency for one of two black men convicted today of...
And staying in the state of Oregon up to the northwest corner.
No!
Two-way telephone talk radio continues in 5 minutes on KKEY, Portland.
Manuel Noriega says he was framed. With Mutual News, I'm Sam Litzinger.
And to the southwest corner of Washington.
5 to 15 miles per hour. Currently downtown Seattle, it's 60 degrees. This is the all-new AM 1150, Seattle's special radio, KSPL.
Yeah, maybe I played these in the wrong order. Let's go back a ways. This is a lovely voice you're about to hear. Oh, yeah, on KEZX.
It's exactly 1 o'clock. This is KEZX AM Seattle. I'm Kelly Campbell, your hostess.
Yeah.
This afternoon, I'll be with you until 4 o'clock this afternoon. And we've got Jay Phillips coming in. Very nice day today. Sunny and hot. In the 80s, right now 76 degrees on the north end of Lake Union with Dave Grusin on the Oasis.
She's going to leave me at 4 o'clock. That's no good. Out to the very western part, the very eastern part of the state of Washington to the Idaho border.
3 weeks, June 14th through July 2nd, and you can sign up for one or all weeks. Just make sure to sign up soon. WSU 1993 Cougar Baseball Camp. Call Buzzy at 335-0233.
This is KQQQ, Pullman, Moscow. Talk Radio 1150.
Not a terrible set of call letters. What do you say we cross the border up into Kelowna, British Columbia?
That's a wrap for me, Blaine Pudwell, this Saturday. News coming up at 6, the Dauber, and then Irene Gasper. Music for a Saturday night. Have yourself a good evening. I'll be back again tomorrow afternoon on CKIQ Kelowna.
Yes, indeed. And if you want to hear the way they introduce their news and take advantage of their CKIQ call letters...
Good evening, this is IQ News.
That's kind of cute, I think. Inventive, if nothing else. Okay, down where the four presidents have their heads in the clouds in South Dakota.
I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town.
1150 KIMM. Music from Ricky Van Shelton.
Keep your hands off the mic.
Almost 5 o'clock now. News from ABC coming on at the top of the hour. Also, Diane Rahman with local and regional news. And don't forget Paul Harvey and the rest of the story at 5:09. Also, the Dictionary Dilemma is coming up in about a half an hour. Chance for you to win a couple of gift certificates from Dana Rosita, so be listening. You're tuned right now to 1150 KIMM in Rapid City. News from ABC is next.
It is from ABC News. I'm Linda Moore. Bob Sheets, director of the National Hurricane Center in Coral Gables, Florida, says Andrew, packing 140-mile-an-hour winds, is in the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, dear. Let's go south into Colorado now.
Nuestras siglas, KCV, la frecuencia, 1150 amplitud modulada, el poder, 5000 watts, origen, Denver, Colorado, que es suave.
That's KCUV in Englewood, Colorado. And if you want to take in a ball game at Yankee Stadium.
Strike one. Pause here for station identification.
Yeah, good.
This is the Royals Baseball Network.
The Bennington State Bank, dedicated to their customers. The bank you can depend on now and in the future. The Bennington State Bank in Salina, Minneapolis and Bennington. KSAL, Salina, Kansas.
Denny Matthews along with Fred White and producer-engineer Don Frey at Yankee Stadium.
Okay, we'll wrap it up in McAllister, Oklahoma.
Thanks for listening to the KNED Trading Post. Join us Monday through Friday, 11:30 a.m. till 12 noon for more Trading Post on 11:50 a.m. KNED.
It's 12 o'clock from KNED McAllister.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
All right, we'll stand by. Maybe so. Say, that wraps up 11:50. And if you've been keeping the audio service tapes for the last couple of months, you now have 62, if my count is right, different stations, all broadcasting at 11:50 on the dial. And, speaking of receiving tapes, we got some from Ernie Holt and Tim Hendel this month. And if you've sent in some tapes, remember, I'm on the road, so the mail has to get referred twice. It makes it a little tough, so don't panic. We're on our way, ultimately, you know, to Nashua, New Hampshire for Labor Day at the DX Audio Service and National Radio Club Convention. Fred's going to be telling you all about that here on the audio service tape, of course. We hope to see you there. Incidentally, we plan to tape one of the travel logs there with a live audience. So, okay. Well, the corks are popping out of my ears. And speaking of corks popping, here's Jim Snowbarger.
Hello there, you totally enthusiastic radio nut type people. It's our sophomoric and entirely cornball jingle, surely, that tells you it's time for another edition of the program we call Bandscan, where you can take a look up and down the radio dial scene from various listening points around the country. Well, let's see if memory serves, and sometimes it does. I believe last month I promised you a trip to Old Cape Cod, and I would not let you down. We'll do that with Paul Burkhardt in a moment. But before I did, I thought I'd tell you this amusing little story about DX tests. This month, April, I guess. We got to look out for the time delays here. During April, we planned a test with our little local station, 1,000 watts on 1230 here in Marshalltown. Got it all set up, and, turned out that only one report arrived. And a little investigation revealed that there was an aurora event that night. The northern lights were active, and the AM band was entirely flat. It's just incredible. You could get locals from 100 miles away, no problem at all. And a lot of times they're buried in the mud, but it was so quiet that night, you could hear them fine. Some people plan this kind of stuff out, you know, but apparently not me. Anyway, let's go to Cape Cod and see what Paul Burkhardt has found for us. This time, it's a daytime scan of that area on this month's band scan from your DXAS.
The Bible tells us.
540 is WLIX, I think, or LIS, in Long Island, 540.
WLIX, U1-250 watts.
How are you this morning? Why are you laughing, Laurie?
I'm 550 here.
Regarding wide, actually.
You do?
And my question has...
550, WICE, Providence, Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
U2, 1,000 watts.
In Italy, if you were a family.
The ICE is a sports, it's a talk station, mostly sports, And then in the background, I think there is a, used to be a station, CFNB, Fredericton, New Brunswick.
Regional wines. Most Italian families will drink regional wine.
Because, like I said, I'm not sure. It's out in the backyard, but it's...
Does it look like it had one?
560 here.
Have you been under it?
560 is WGAN in Portland, Maine. All talk. And if you tune it on the radio around, I think you get WHYN in Springfield. I have a whole tape. I'll be devoting this to you. Here we go for more 560.
The converter there when I took it off.
Yeah. Sometimes you can tell is that they'll leave a heat shield under the floorboard that would have been above them.
Paul's turning the radio here.
Like underneath the passenger.
We think the female voice is the Springfield station.
For them in Athens, he was greatly distressed.
570.
To see that the city was full of.
570 is WMCA New York.
One idol after another, and is this a result?
What do we got here on 580, Paul?
580 is WTAG in Worcester, Massachusetts, way in the background.
February 14th. Would he expect them all in on February 14th, or would they have a thousand excuses? Well, my son's playing Little League. I have to go to an affair with my wife on Thursday night.
Yeah.
How would they...
590 WEEI in Boston, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Ask for something. They could... That's one of the most amazing stories.
You going to come back, girls?
600.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear for the Tunis. Thank you. The Tunis. Come on, let's hear it. Right.
600 WICC, Bridgeport, Connecticut.
That's a U4, 1,000 watts.
I thought you were going.
Okay, 610 is WIP in Philadelphia, and then WGIR Manchester, New Hampshire.
Okay,
620 is a combination of stations, WSKQ in Newark, New Jersey, which serves New York City, and then WZON at 620 in Bangor, Maine.
Ya acercándonos al tema número uno, pero no es uno sin dos.
Which one do you suppose is doing the Spanish? New York, most likely.
So it's the Battle of the Bears today. North Carolina State. North Carolina State, let me make that perfectly clear, is at Duke.
630, you have WPRO. All Talk Radio in Providence, Rhode Island.
Michael's Meat Store in Cumberland.
Which is...
Medicaid goes, in my view, if you made some transfers...
640.
640 WNNZ in Westfield near Springfield, Massachusetts. That's 640.
If I was making the transfer or doing something now, I wouldn't wait to be granted...
650 is hopeless, of course, because 660 is the big one.
Sports Radio 66, WFAN.
My bet is that Corbin Burnson kidnapped the kid in some kind of nefarious plot.
That's just, you know, I don't know this.
Something on 680 there. Paul doesn't tell us what it is.
When you see traffic problems in and around St. John, call the CHSJ Country 700 Traffic Report.
St. John's, Newfoundland is 25,000 watts by day. They are 10,000 watts directional at night.
Hard question.
Here's WOR.
If you...
710 WOR, New York.
We about 330 pounds.
Go to the funeral home.
730 here.
Or you sit down in a chair in a pew beside a person who's hurting. What's the 50 words that do it? It's the words of God.
I think this is WJTO in Bath, Maine at 7:30, a religious station. There's WACE in Chicopee Springfield right underneath it.
Letting on.
If you don't hear that Springfield station, don't feel bad. I don't either.
At 7:40, you have WJIB. In
Cambridge, Boston. And with the radio turned the other way, you pick up WGSM, Huntington, Long Island, just east of New York City.
Sarah Vaughan. With a great standard that our guest Saul Chaplin wrote with Sammy Kahn in 1938, when they were writing for motion picture shorts.
In the late 30s, we worked at a place called Vitaphone, working on shorts. Our first song...
...760 is WVNE in Worcester, Massachusetts, religious station.
But you never see it at the bottom of a list either.
770 is WABC Talk Radio 77 in New York City. 780, there is a very weak station in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. I believe that is a country station. It's very hard to get it from the Cape. But we continue. 790 is WLKW in Providence, Rhode Island. WCCM in Lawrence, Mass., combined with a station in Camden, New Jersey, outside of Philadelphia.
I think you find a predominance of evangelicals on the airwaves because...
Up to 820 here.
Building our own infrastructure to carry the gospel message.
I want to clear up something that came up earlier. When public broadcasting shies away from religion, sometimes it's because of incidents like what happened with WF.
820 is WNYC in New York.
CTV money.
This is WNYC, AM 820, New York Public Radio. Stay tuned. More on the media coming up.
Guys, this afternoon, highs in the low 60s. Time running out in Bosnia. Serb artillery must be pulled back from Sarajevo by 7 tonight. The NATO airstrike...
50 WHDH in Boston.
Paul tells me our listening location is about 100 miles from Boston here.
The Netherlands and Britain at the Aviano Air Base in northeastern Italy. After the meeting, the word was clear. They hoped...
Here's 870 up in Maine.
870 WLAM, Gorham, Portland. A flagship station.
Dean Riddle, NATO defense minister.
880 is WCBS, New York City, News Radio 88.
Well, that takes us up to 890. And as we say out here in Iowa, ain't nothing at 890. Now with WCBS so close at hand there. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the trip. Things are nice and quiet out on Cape Cod, aren't they? Not much in the way of noise, save a bunch of amplifier hiss. And, well, you can't beat that, I guess. I appreciate it. We'll get back to some more of Cape Cod some other time, because I'm going to keep that in the archive. And by the way, dear listener, if you would like to send your tape in, as Paul and so many others have, I would love to hear from you. Looking forward to seeing what it sounds like from your part of the country. And by the way, you'll give me a hand if you can move right along and keep your samples fairly short, jump from one channel to the other in a fairly quick fashion, kind of like you'd like to hear it on the tape. That way I won't have to do so much severe editing. Thanks. Send them to me. My name is Jim Snowbarger. And I'm at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. See you next month.
You know, I've been sitting here thinking that something is wrong and haven't been able to figure out what it was until Connie just walked in wearing a DX Audio Service ball cap. And I just it suddenly dawned on me that I told you that the ball caps were yellow. Well, guess what, folks? They're orange. And I went back and looked at my copy, and sure enough, it says orange. I don't know why I said yellow. It's either dyslexia or a brain toot. I don't know what, I don't know what it was, but anyways, you might want to make a little change there and write down the information that they are neon orange. The special DX test of HCJB 690 kilohertz is on. It will be May 29th, 1994 at 0500 UTC. Now, that would be late in the evening of the 28th in Western North America. The test will consist of the national anthem, Indian music, voice, and CW IDs, and perhaps some listener interviews. The program will be both in English and Spanish. To send in a report, send it to the HCJB 690 test, Casilla 17-17-691, Quito, Ecuador, and also include Ecuadorian stamps or two IRCs for your report. That's it. We'll see you on Side 2 with more DX stuff on the DX Audio Service, including this rotten cold.